The
Tums,
the
Tums,
the
Tums,
the
Tums,
the
Tums. Said I.
Do you know that? When you smile up, pop down on me.
Wait, what are you saying? Oh, 7-Eleven. Okay, but we're not. This isn't 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
That should be the end of the episode.
Yeah.
Well,
we didn't watch
7-Eleven. Time with you.
Episode 6!
Yeah, guys, cheers! Cheers
six
to episode
like,
6!
Alright.
I mean, that's half a dozen.
That is exactly half a dozen.
It is. I can buy that amount of eggs in one purchase.
Yeah?
That is five fingers and an extra finger.
Five fingers and a toe.
And a dick. It's your hand wrapped around your dick. That's episode 6.
That's how many episodes we've done. One hand wrapped around one dick.
Yeah.
Today, actually, I described a really shitty email that I sent to someone as though it were a middle finger and all your fingers are actually dicks.
One middle finger surrounded by dicks.
No, just every finger is a dick, but you've got the longest dick pointing up at you saying,
oh,
fuck
God.
You.
A handful of dicks.
Imagine just dick fingers.
And then you
sometimes
then
really
you get Spider-Man people like and just sperm.
Five dicks worth of sperm.
That's
really
a thing. That's the Spider-Man. When you're having sex with a girl and you just into your hand
and
you whip
do
it
that?
Out of
your face. No.
Yeah. Spider-Man.
Wait, that, if that's not a thing, it should be.
That's
it
a
is.
Thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's up there with Cleveland Steamers. And
right. All that shit.
Out.
All the shit that is horrible to women. When does a woman get to be like, yeah, and then I fucking squirted on his face, and that's called, like, you know, a fucking rain shower or something?
Well, there's a different part of Pornhub for that.
I mean, yeah, but it's just not a known thing. There's no, like, known Cleveland Steamers for girls.
I just think you don't know the right
I mean,
people.
A Cleveland Steamer could be done by a female.
Well, it as it should be. Don't mansplain Cleveland Steamers to me.
Oh, it's good to pick up where we left off.
Nothing's changed.
You dare femsplain.
Femsplain, I like that. Yeah, okay, so episode 6.
Which was... So this week we actually watched Supernatural.
Yep.
Season what?
So
8.
Season 8, episode 11.
Which was called LARP and the Real Girl.
Was it?
Which I
yes.
really appreciated.
Okay,
yeah.
So this is a good place to start because I didn't realize how recently this was on television.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah,
and also
they,
the
I
fact
thought
that there was
like,
so many seasons.
I thought it was like an early 90s WB.
No.
Not early 90s.
Like it's
like early 2000s WB show.
Right. So it's post-Buffy, which is very obvious.
Yeah.
It's like a bad Buffy. Like the vibe is so like Buffy the Vampire, like the show, in terms of it being like a little bit clever and goofy, but also very demon-oriented. which I appreciated. but yeah, it was poor man's Buffy.
How's the new employee? Oh, he's pretty nice. I mean, he's smart, demon oriented.
Likes
well,
to learn
great adjective.
And is demon oriented.
Do you get to fill that out on a census? I am demon oriented.
What's your sexual
male,
orientation?
Female demon oriented. They
demon,
should have that.
Demon.
Damon.
Yeah.
So,
the fact that it's like a play on Lars and the Real Girl.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like,
girl.
Okay, this like there's so many months where I was like, how recent is this show?
Yeah.
Because
exactly.
His haircut's from 1992.
Right.
Exactly. He is Jonathan Taylor Thomas's like
yes, older brother.
Older brother.
Yeah. Oh, it's so true. They're pretty hot though. I mean, honest.
I feel like part of that
they're both pretty good.
Yeah hot bros.
Part of
yeah.
that was the fact that they spoke in octaves well beyond. Normal understanding.
His voice was obnoxiously deep. The first time the short hair guy talks, I was like, oh, come on. You gotta be kidding me.
We need to go now. He was like Batman.
He's kinda hot.
He was like the new Batman.
What? Oh, hey.
So there are two potential interruptions for this episode.
Right, two very exciting interruptions.
One of them is a pizza guy.
That's gonna come later, in 40 minutes or less. And the first interruption... is slowly coming up the stairs. Also, we have a dog here, which is fun. First time we've had an animal.
Five bodies.
Yeah.
Potentially six if our pizza guy stays around.
Right. Maybe we can stay.
LARP and the Real Girl was really just, that was probably the high point of this episode, was a clever, witty title.
I disagree. I kind of liked it.
There were things that were good.
Oh, here comes special guest star.
There are a couple doors to get in, too. But, yeah, the deep voices really...
It did it for me. excited to welcome. Hi. Special guest star.
Catherine Archambault.
I was just
going to
say,
oh, wait,
pronounce your
last
name
in there?
Catherine.
We could anglicize it. We could.
Yeah.
Francophone it?
Francophone
it?
The question is, do you want.
Ooh, would you want treats?
Do you want
so
your
exciting.
Name?
Well, it's already been said.
You don't really have a choice anymore.
Yeah.
It's alright, Allie was giving her phone number earlier.
It's my address. Would you like a beer?
Not yet.
Okay. So we just introduced the show. After some inappropriate preamble, which is standard. Talking about how the episode was called LARP and the Real Girl. I don't know if you noticed that, which is a great reference to a terrible
I mean, she should have
movie.
Been here for the Buffy talk. She said it was
a
lot like Buffy.
It's a poor man's Buffy. Do you like Buffy the show?
See, I was seeing it as like a sci-fi Bones. How it's like very cheap, like, investigation.
Oh, yeah, you totally.
With
yeah.
like, womp-womp.
Yes, exactly. And these guys are like, fucking dum-dums. Anyway, we'll get
so
to that.
So it's like a poor man of the bones, and yet it's like
not
a superior.
Man.
I just glitched in the matrix.
It's a poor man's mini stroke.
I literally bit my cheek while I was speaking, and I just tried to play it off, but there was no playing that off.
Funny thing, like poor man's bones sounds a lot like the name of Ryan Gosling's band, Dead Man's Bones.
Oh. Bring it
back. Check that out. And you know who's a dead man in Lost?
Everyone.
There it is. Every single time.
What I was going to say is that it's better than Psych.
Anything is, but you're right.
So it's like a poor man's bones, but a superior Psych.
Right.
With
also,
like cheap investigations of garbage.
Yes, humor.
Of Psych the entire way through. I felt that there was some Buffy, and there was definitely some Psych. It's like the
someone is just recording
more attractive cousin of Psych.
The redheaded stepchild. Or redheaded.
Psych being
queen.
The redheaded stepchild
right.
that nobody wants to talk to or be friends with.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So
should we actually go through the episode?
Yeah, but also introduce ourselves as we always do.
Oh yeah. I'm Evan LaRage.
I'm Allie. Oh, hi Lulu. There's a dog. Allie Hustle Russell. Rowdy Russell.
I'm Stephen O'Baby.
I'm being kissed by a dog.
That's it. Special guest star being
kissed
by
a
dog.
And then the dog's name is Lulu. So
and
we have five bodies in the room.
Her name's Archie.
Archie. Oh, that's a fun nickname. Is that a note? Is that like a...
That was like my email address for a while.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Archie316. Like Austin.
At hotmail.com.
Yeah, she walks in and the glass shatters.
You know it.
It actually was, because her birthday is 3/16. Fun fact. Now
so,
that you have all of her information, you can steal her
identity. You can still reach her at her hotmail
yeah.
address.
So,
okay.
Sweet. Episode starts off with a upset nerd walking into his house.
Yes.
Yeah.
He was really
upset.
Frantic. And multitasking quite well.
He was on the phone. He was walking into his house.
Talking to Lance. That was
yeah.
his friend's name.
Talking to Lance. And he's being accused of cheating, and he's like, it's just a game!
Yeah.
Which surprised me, because he seems like someone who clearly takes it
very seriously.
Game,
yeah.
So.
All attention, all details.
And then you see a text message appear on his phone that says, you will
pay for this, in all caps, from Lance Mobile.
Right. Yeah,
it's
Lance
his
home
phone.
He didn't text it out by going,
no.
Well, that, you know, they met when they met and they became friends and like comfortable enough to exchange phone numbers. He probably handed his phone to him and then dialed in all of his contact information to be like, this is my mobile phone number, this
is
my office
phone,
number, this
fax.
Is my home phone, my fax, my pager,
my home
gamer
address.
Tag.
Yeah,
yeah,
definitely.
You know, that was a clear
IRL too. He's got his own like pseudonym for in real life.
So cut to whoever this nerd is sleeping.
Yes.
And so he's sleeping, and you zoom in on his arm, and a pretty sweet tree
pretty
tattoo.
Pretty sweet tattoo appears.
Appears on his arm.
Yep.
And
I feel
like
that was also the album cover for someone who like headlined the Lilith Fair once or twice.
Yeah.
There's something quite
like the folk
like,
fest.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%.
I thought it was pretty sweet.
A folky looking tree. Yeah, I was kind of into it.
Folky looking tree appears on his arm, And then you start hearing horse noises.
Yes.
And he sort of wakes up and there's like the sounds of horses and you're like
galloping
around. Galloping and he's frantic.
And then
his legs and arms just get like pulled in
pulled,
opposite directions.
So he starfishes.
Yeah. starfishes and is ready.
He assumes a position, except then he's pulled.
Then he is drawn and quartered, and his arms are...
He's
and
pulled
legs.
Apart.
Yeah.
You see the rope, like, burns on his body.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing there, but you see them, and then he's pulled apart,
and blood
it's
is
like
everywhere.
A mess of blood.
Yeah, it was pretty intense.
Very intense opening.
Yeah. And I also feel like I like when you have no context whatsoever, and you don't know to what extent the show is going to be, like, gory or not, or, like, is it going to be inappropriate or not. So that, I was like, whoa! Dude just got fucking ripped apart.
Yeah.
It's kind of real.
Yeah.
I wonder if every episode starts like that. It must.
There's always like exposition
where
it's
like,
Criminal Minds, where
yeah.
the episode
like
starts and there's like a girl running through the woods, and you're like, oh, she's gonna get murdered,
and then
really
someone else
gets
exactly.
murdered.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Always.
It's one of those. So the theme song, can only be described. I described it as a ghost NASCAR race because it was just
woo,
and that was the theme song. That was the entire thing. It just went
woo,
supernatural.
And that was it.
Beginning, yeah.
See, just for context, in no context, Evan tries to replay the opening theme song in every episode, and usually he's like, "So I wrote down da 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 da," and then he tries to re-sing it. But that was pretty good.
But I literally watching it once, I will never ever remember the theme song unless I've heard it previously. Like
right.
Seven, but
we'll get to that.
Yeah.
Sorry, I can't say I know
it.
I knew that.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
everyone knew that.
Oh, I've listened to many a Gilmore Girls show while she was sleeping and not shutting off her computer.
And you're like, okay, I'll keep watching.
I'm playing Rocket League, and I'm like, I can't get up. And then when I get up to shut it off, she's like, I was watching that. I'm like, no, you were fast asleep.
You're snoring.
Sleeping for 2 hours.
So after the intro, you sort of just appear inside this car with these two guys, two good-looking guys, just chit-chatting away.
They're both highly attractive.
Yeah.
Yes. And one of them has, as you said, 90s hair.
Yeah.
Great long 90s hair.
And the other one has the voice of, who's the guy from The Green Mile?
Michael Clark Duncan?
Did he address his hair, though?
The long hair or the short hair?
The long hair.
Oh, yeah, no, it was
remarkable.
Jared Padalecki was also on Gilmore Girls.
Well, that's what I was going to say. So he's on Gilmore Girls, and then on Gilmore Girls, he had, like, the perfect, like, early 2000 hair, like,
this
Leo,
guy was in that show?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He had, like, the Leo hair, like, in Titanic.
Right.
Like, split in
the
middle
part.
But, like, luscious and, like, nice and shiny and not too long.
Right.
He knows
and
he can
then
work
he went
with.
From that...
To, like, the flip.
To
the long
flip.
Yeah.
Over,
the,
like...
Worst Brad Pitt stage.
Hair. Yes.
It looks like a wig.
Also,
so
funnily enough, so he also reminds, so the font opener, like the opening font is the same, and I feel like it's going to be a really obscure reference, the same as My So-Called Life, which was my favorite show growing up. One season only with Claire Danes and Jared Leto. And Jared Leto had exactly that hair. It was like very 90s,
the
middle part.
Hair. Not the bad hair.
I mean, it's
well,
questionable.
For the early,
yeah,
not,
exactly.
Not the supernatural hair.
Yes, exactly.
So hair and deep voices.
Yeah.
But it's just two of them traveling the countryside in their muscle car, which is probably the sound that the opening intro makes.
So
a little
I tried,
NASCAR, a little.
Maybe.
I went to look up because I actually thought maybe it was Joss Whedon because I thought it was like so much like Buffy, and got like a little snippet of context, which I know I shouldn't have had because I saw the little preview description
of
the show.
Banned. Stop talking.
So
yeah.
I know
good
the only thing I learned,
replacement.
The thing that I learned is that they're brothers. Mm.
In real life?
No, in the show. In the show, they're brothers, which we don't actually learn in that one episode.
Like,
so they're actual blood brothers.
Bros or brothers?
No, they're actually brothers.
Well, they're also bros.
I mean, they're bros and they're brothers. Also, they're like the same age, and they're clearly not twins, so I don't know how that works. But
they investigate the supernatural, probably because they're born of the supernatural.
Yeah, there's some kind of history there. Which,
yeah, they were born in a demon.
Yeah, demon-oriented.
They're demon-oriented.
So yes, okay.
So they're chatting in the car, and one of the guys is like, "Let's just take a night off.
Yeah,
go to the bar." The other one seems to be stressing out. Allie's getting text messages.
Yeah, sorry, I'm really popular. It said, he's like, we've had a hard week. Like, there's some reference to it being, like,
yeah,
tough
exactly.
times.
They've been solving a lot of ghost mysteries.
And he describes what a fun night would be like. Maybe we should just go watch a flick.
Maybe we should go just watch a flick. Or hit a bar. Or two. Or hit up a bar or two.
You remember fun.
Yeah.
Is your voice is way not deep enough.
It's true.
Well,
you
I went
really
to,
have to.
I went to a concert the other night and I can't hear out of my right ear. So I feel like it's just... affected everything.
Fucking your whole system up.
Mm. Fucking my whole.
I was born in the darkness.
That's right. That's more like it.
So then this phone rings, and he says, "What you got, Garth?" And on the other side of the line, I'm like, "Wayne's World, Garth."
Yeah.
On there, like, "Hey guys,
exactly.
Here's what I got for you." So they're like,
"Excuse me, sorry."
They say something like, "Are there any other hunters?"
Right.
So we learn that they hunt...
demon hunters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They hunt demons, I assume.
It's a competition.
Yeah.
I'm assuming it's not deer.
Wow, that pizza already! Second guest star! Pizza! This is very exciting.
I imagine it's not deer hunting.
No. Well, at one point he talks about demons at some point.
Yeah. They hunt monsters or whatever.
Yeah.
You're excited.
Yeah, the dog is excited about the pizza. If anyone's wondering, we ordered pepperoni with two Italian garlic dips. It's important. Did you already eat? Okay. It's just even that. So
I wrote down he has too much hair to be an agent of some kind.
Yeah.
This comes from the fact that in the next scene they show up and they like flip out badges like
yes.
Like
FBI, yeah, exactly.
And people don't question that.
Yeah.
At the time.
Well, and even though they're, like, they're just bro-y dum-dums.
Yeah. With much hair to be an agent.
Yeah, definitely.
And so they start having a chat with really old Hulk Hogan.
You're so right. The dude was really old, and he's, like, he seems like just, like, a real county sheriff. Like,
yeah,
it's kind of,
sure.
like, not
fussed
or phased.
Favorite character. He was the highlight.
Yes.
He was the highlight. 100%.
He was
all downhill from
there. He had a few really good lines.
So I wrote down a bunch of the lines. For one, he said he lived alone, as you might imagine. like clearly this dude doesn't have a girlfriend.
Yeah.
And what else did he say?
Well,
so his neighbor heard horses, and he says she probably heard the T-bear was high as balls. And I was like, high as balls? I don't even get away with saying that.
I know, it was so
but
great.
But Agent Hulk Hogan is just, like, shedding
yeah.
it.
He just, yeah, high as balls. So, right, so
and
they
then,
come in.
Wait, I just want to say the third one, which is the best one. He's like, these kids today with their texting and their murder. I was like, that's incredible.
He was actually a
is
real...
that actually what he said?
Yeah.
Yeah. When they're, like, talking about the text that he received.
Like, does not give a fuck.
So great.
Which is so fantastic.
Yeah.
So I just left to get pizza, but have we already talked about their ridiculous trench coats before? Everyone in the show talked about their ridiculous trench coats.
Well,
they kind of like went from driving the car, being brooding
right.
brothers in arms and brothers and bros,
and then
the next thing you do, the next thing you see is just them now ready to interrogate or investigate a crime
with like fake
with
outfits,
like the best trench coats. All it takes is a trench coat and like a bad wallet to walk in and be like, "Hey, I'm here to investigate the crime."
Yeah.
And then you get, like, fun.
Or I'm from the Wild Wild West. You decide.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, they were great.
But no, so they show up to investigate. One guy's like, "You look around," or something
like
that.
Right, he's like, "I work better alone, so, like, you take me through the crime scene,
yeah.
and I'll do whatever else."
He immediately bends down to the corpse, or what's left of the corpse,
right,
I guess.
Right.
Lifts the blanket, sees a tattoo. Like, he knew it was there.
Right.
Perfect.
And I was like, how does that always happen?
Yeah, perfect.
Perfect little pull-up. Oh, there's a tattoo right there. Yeah.
And I assumed, because, yeah, I thought that maybe he knew what it meant, because it was like he just looked for it, but...
Yeah, and then
it was a little bit
and then
like,
he stopped after that. Like, like that was the solution to the problem.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, oh, this tattoo...
Maybe the tattoo, that'll solve everything.
Yeah. And he asked if anything was missing from the body. Nothing. It's
nothing
a pretty typical thing.
Nothing aside from
old
twig
Hulk
and berries.
Hogan starts showing.
Right.
Yeah. Twig and berries. Another amazing
another
old
great
Hulk
line.
Hogan line.
Everything's there. Twig and berries.
And so I can't, like, I took bad notes this time.
So,
I'm really sorry.
So then,
but they end up, like, how do they get to the LARPing festival?
Well, no. So whoa.
Whoa.
So
you
yeah, he fell asleep.
Yeah,
so,
he fell asleep. Yeah.
So then they go to the police. So then they get in touch with the guy who was texting that said, "You will pay for this." They're like,
oh,
he clearly has something to do with it.
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh. So they get in touch with the nerd. And the next scene is him in, like, the interrogation room. And, like, the thing that really stood out to me was, like, these two fucking popular FBI bros walk in and immediately are, like, pretty mean to the guy that is crying because his friend is dead. They're like, all right, calm down. It's like, his friend has been drawn and quartered.
Like,
they're,
it's
like
bullying
him.
Versus
yeah, exactly.
Dreams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then as they start, like, unveiling that this dude is a LARPer and is clearly really nerdy, they're, like, shaming him about his, like, Dungeons & Dragons, you know, affinity. And as he's crying, they're like, okay, calm down.
You need to watch the first 48.
What's the first 48?
Yeah, that's what they do. They just break you down.
It's a real show about the first 48 hours after a murder.
Oh, God.
Where it follows the police investigating the murder. And you see the interrogation room footage, and they're fucking dicks.
Really?
They're like, I know you're feeling pretty hurt right now, but we need to solve this case, so stop crying
oh,
and
God.
Tell us what happened.
Well, that's
so
like
I guess
Steven
it's accurate.
Avery. Then. Like Steven Avery.
Right. But that's because, oh, I guess they thought he was right.
They
thought
they
he,
think
he was
a suspect.
Okay,
right?
Yeah, fair.
The last thing
fair.
He said was like, you're going to pay for this or whatever.
Right. Fair. I mean, I just felt bad for the guy. He's so sad.
So, but they questioned him about the text message that he sent at the beginning of the show, and it was aggressive, clearly, like, you're going to pay for this, right? And then he's like, no, not me. It was me, but not me. It was from Grey Fox the Mystic to Thargrim the Difficult. And
right.
That's where you realize we're going to be catapulted into this world of LARPing.
Mm-hmm.
Can you just reflect on the fact that you was catapulted?
Can you appreciate that was intentional?
Can you be honest and say that it wasn't?
And just...
yeah. Okay. But they're LARPing enthusiasts with enough time to build a website for our fake investigators to find.
What does that stand for? Live action
roleplay?
Live action
roleplay.
Okay, right.
I had a big issue with their website. Because if they're nerdy enough to be LARPers, they're nerdy enough to create a much better website than they created.
Maybe that was the aesthetic they were choosing. But I was also quite...
But it's older. Like, did you see the computers they were using later? I feel like
that's because it was the LARPing tent. The LARPing tent can't use technology...
It's got to use...
Of the current time.
It's got to use period-appropriate computers.
1976
And the effects
computers.
Are incredible. And the fonts, like neon green fonts.
Oh, it's clearly... It was a GeoCities site. There's no doubt
about it. Yeah, exactly. It was
Tripod.com. This podcast is sponsored by Tripod.com.
Yeah, sponsor us.
Squarespace didn't want to sponsor this podcast. So we got Tripod.com. If you go to Tripod.com, you can make the worst website ever. But it's a website.
Mm.
And
tell your grandparents.
The again, the bullying fake investigators decided to like get all tongue in cheek with what they just heard from the guy, and he's in the interrogation room by himself at this point, and the two guys are trying to figure out what's going on. They go to the computer, try to figure things out. And when this is when I kind of realized that it was recent. It's when they reference 50 Shades of Grey Fox.
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
How,
right.
Like,
yeah.
I started to question
whether
or not this was still on.
Yeah.
I think
right,
it's still
right.
on.
I think so. There's 13 seasons.
God.
And this was also the moment when they're checking out the website, when the short-haired bro, I don't know any of their names, is when we start to see that he's a bit of a nerd. Because he's like, this actually looks pretty awesome. And then his brother looks at him and is like, what? And he's like, oh, I don't know. So that's like the moment where we start to be like, okay, this guy's kind of into it.
Yeah.
And it's kind of great.
And that was like a subtle funny thing. That he clearly enjoyed.
He clearly likes
it.
But,
cut back to Mr. in the interrogation room. So
are they still entranced by the video at this point? There was like an 8-minute video that you as a viewer had to watch while they were watching on the computer.
I
think
it.
That's when they cut away. That's when shit went down.
Cut back to Overbite in the interrogation room. He gets an itchy arm.
Mm.
Overbite.
The old itchy arm.
Right.
Pulls up his sleeve and notices a tattoo.
Well, yep. Lo and behold.
What the hell?
The tree tattoo.
And then,
he coughs up blood.
Well, he's like, ah, and then he coughs up blood, and then his eyes start bleeding, and
he collapses.
And then
he collapses.
I could see the hose on the side of his face
could
and
you?
Spat the blood out.
No.
Yes. It was.
Not.
Yeah, it was. I mean, they only had that one take. They couldn't redo it. They were going to, like, clean down the interrogation room and do it all over again.
It's the WB.
Exactly.
I mean, what kind of budgets are we working with?
Wonder. Then?
It's got to be past whenever 50 Shades of Grey came out, so.
So then, so then they rush into the interrogation room, and ancient Hulk Hogan goes, ugh.
Yeah,
like, thank God I wasn't in there for too long. I'm going to go bathe in hand sanitizer.
Yeah, I'm going to go dip myself in hand sanitizer. I hope he's not contagious.
Yeah.
And so, then he gets wheeled out, body bag.
So that was great. And then they head to the LARP Festival.
Right. Which is...
back on track.
Very exciting.
So
they arrive at this, like, very robust scene of
LARPing.
They
have a lot of budget.
There's a lot going on there.
So they, when they show up, there's a...
man in
the stocks. But
yeah.
Man is not correct, Steven.
You're right.
I'm pretty sure he's like an
orc. Ogre. Orc.
Or
he's beastly. He's got
like
fake teeth and fake ears,
yeah,
on, so he's definitely a human,
so
pretending
like
to be
an
orc.
He's in the stocks, and he's like, you'll pay for this, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like a nerdy white guy who's like playing. I don't know, like, what do you call LARPing?
Well, that's it. LARPing.
You're LARPing, yeah.
Yeah,
that's a verb.
LARPing with
but then
them.
He said when they quit, they're like, "So you're a LARPer?" And he was like, "I prefer." What did he say? I prefer like virtual literature.
Oh, literary interactivist,
right?
Or something like that.
You wrote it down.
Yeah, that was brilliant. That's also after you realized how quirky and nuanced he and his whole crew of LARPers were, because when the guy in the socks, his teeth fell out, he immediately became flustered and said, hold, and everybody
stopped
doing what they were doing. And then they had like a quick little real world exchange. He put his teeth back in, and then they said, resume, and then they continued the banter, the narrative, the story that they were trying to LARP out.
And then the cops walk in, and...
right, the FBI is...
flip their badges, and he's like, sorry guys... this isn't
genre mashup.
Genre
mashup is the third Thursday of every month, or
yeah,
whatever.
And they're like, no, we're actual police officers. And he's like, really? Because they changed the badges last month. Da, da, da.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. These badges are shit.
Calls them out on their fake badges.
Yeah, it's great. And he's like, it's a tournament weekend, guys. Seriously, get out of here.
And
so
he's like, I'm pretty sure he says like, unless you want to join in, or
right,
something.
Unless you want to be like one of the pages for the queen or something.
Yeah.
So
like, yeah, we do. So the one who secretly loves the nerdy stuff.
Yeah, the short hair.
They saw that the new...
oh, the queen.
Chick.
Right. The
yes,
redheaded queen.
When they were watching
the video.
On the
website, they, like, knew her. And we don't know how.
In that entire...
yeah,
we totally
missed that guy.
Well, that video with nothing but exposition. It was just like, okay, this is what they're going to do when they go to LARPing, and this is why they have to go there.
Because they know the chick.
So they noticed it, they were intrigued more. Clearly they were in
they
some sort
queen.
Of previous mystery-solving situation.
With the queen.
No.
Who, it's funny that you brought up the dude in the interrogation room who spat out blood and died as being the dude with the overbite, because she is the queen of overbites.
Wait, this chick?
Yeah, the queen has a funny little list thing going on, and her
that.
Jaw is partially unhinged.
She's pretty hot.
She was hot, and
hot
until
redhead.
Until
no,
until,
I hate
no.
until you actually got a good look at her outside of that
souls,
video.
But I also found her not hot.
Mm. Really?
So, in case you're keeping score at home, initially we talked about a redheaded stepchild and how no one likes them, and now we're just bashing redheads in general. So
I
there
think
goes
she was
about
hot.
Like 3% of her viewership. Listenership.
Not like
what? Can what?
Laugh. Have a soul.
It's not like they
such
can have a soul.
Hater.
So might as well not listen to our show.
Sorry,
we don't want you anyway.
If you can't have a soul. Sorry, Andrew.
I don't know if this show is very soulful, to be honest. First name, last name. Of the one redhead we know.
He's gonna be so happy though.
Yeah, that's true.
Shout out.
I'm gonna make him famous. So
he goes a mean beard like Game of Thrones worthy.
Oh fuck yeah!
He's a wildling.
Yeah,
100%.
Oh,
is that
you? No.
I mean, wildlings also don't have swords, but. So.
Right. So then, okay. So then
so
they're
then
like,
they run
okay.
off. I guess they get dressed up and like.
No, not yet. They
oh,
just
yet.
They
so
go.
They, run off to
they,
see
they
the
go
queen.
And they watch the.
Queen
battle
fight.
That's happening between. The
oh
two
yeah, queens. There's definitely some sort of. Event occurring where all the townspeople came together
And there's two men, seemingly two men fighting, and then the dude that gets taken down, like the woman, or the dude that takes down the other dude, takes off the hat, and it's like, behold, it's the queen. She's badass. And then
indeed,
she recognizes the two Dumbro FBIs.
Flustered, goes,
yeah,
runs into
so
her queen's quarters.
My question is, before, like, when they first saw her, did you guys already think that, like, they were friends? Or they thought that she might be, like, some kind of bad, like...
No, I
oh,
think
they
knew her.
Yeah.
Like, we know her, like...
She hooked up with one of the brothers.
Okay.
Oh.
You think,
no,
I thought she might be, like...
She's gay.
Whoa. Don't make that assumption. Just because, you know, potentially later in the episode she makes out with a fairy.
Spoiler!
Doesn't mean that she's attracted to only fairies.
No, you're right. She
but,
could be demon-oriented.
She could be, yeah.
She is not
she cannot be
a lesbian or straight. She is demon-oriented.
And those two guys are demons.
So,
in the sack.
Okay, so...
Regardless, they had this history. They got together.
Queen smashes the guy.
She runs away into
her
tent.
And she sees the cops and she bounces.
Yeah.
And then so they run into her quarters or whatever.
Yeah, and they chat. And she's like immediately like packing her shit to leave because she's like, great, as soon as you show up, my life is ruined. Something obviously happened before.
Yeah.
With demons.
She said something like, I buried myself, I got my life back, and...
And now you're here and you're fucking with my shit.
Because
they call her Charlie and she's like, I'm not Charlie anymore.
I'm Queen Amadeus.
Right.
I just made that
yeah,
up.
No,
Queen of the Overbite.
Right.
Amadeus.
Yeah, so then they give her some... Oh, and then they tell her that the two dudes are dead.
Yeah.
They're like, listen, those two dudes that you were talking about before are not just missing, they're dead.
Oh, yeah.
And so she listens, and she's like, all right, maybe we should probably team up and try and make sure that, you know, we figure this out.
This is where I really just lost all of my... Like,
dog is
ability.
Perplexed by shadows.
It's the reflection of Steven's phone. She hunted it down. If you
any
know,
shadow.
Yeah.
She's always loved shadows.
Speaking of shadows. So they show her the tree.
Right, the tree tattoo.
The tree tattoo. And she's like, I've seen this in a video game. It's a Celtic magic symbol.
Right, which is
Which I
so
feel
generic.
Like is also not important at all.
No, it's not.
In the end. Like,
it was just to add to her
magic
what was to add to
yeah.
her nerdiness. It was
yes.
to make it seem as though she was able to like partake in this world of LARPing and not just be the queen that sits on a throne. She actually had tons of skin in this game. And an overbite.
I didn't notice the overbite.
She had a pretty severe
overbite. So when they're in another incredible moment of the detective secretly being a nerd.
Yes.
They're in the office, her queen,
yes,
whatever.
Yes.
And he looks at her map, like her strategic map for the battle that week.
Right.
And he goes, he says something like, you should move your...
Yeah, like move your character, like
your,
move your...
Your what's the horse people? Your cavalry. He's like, you should move your cavalry over here, or something
right.
like that.
She's like, oh, great
and
idea.
Like, oh, great idea.
And then the old...
and then start talking strategy, and his partner's like, what?
Yeah, and the Longhorn brothers like, all right, guys. They're like, oh, yeah, anyway.
Oh, sorry.
So they had a tiny little game of Risk. And
yeah.
then something else happened. Again, I didn't really care. I just knew that it was all a bunch of stuff for them to say, oh, we're, like, the same. We can reconvene.
I thought it was funny, though. And then, like, so the Longhorn brothers like, all right, guys, can we focus? And he's like, yeah. But then really quickly, he, like, moves one of the cavalry over. And then him and the girl look at each other, and they're like, yeah, we got this.
Also, funniest part of the show, very niche.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to take this?
Oh!
It's all you.
So, basically the sign shows that he was killed by a belladonna.
Right.
And the two of them, in
the
unison, go, the porn star? And this was also something I was like, how recent is this?
Hey, wait, I don't know the reference. Explain.
Belladonna is a porn star.
I mean, so that's all. It's just she's an Oprah porn
star. She's a quite famous porn star.
Okay.
I feel like she's the Oprah of porn stars.
Wow, how do I not know?
She's got and she's got a very big gap in her teeth. That's her like.
Wow.
That's her signature. Is like the like.
Google her. Show us.
You want to see Belladonna?
I kind of want to.
Everyone at home, if you could pull out your phones.
Please Google some porn real quick.
If you could just please Google porn star Belladonna, that would
yeah,
be...
Yeah, I want to see.
That would be great.
That would be great.
I just Googled Belladonna porn.
I think it'd be funnier to Google belladonna poison and then see how much of those images are porn.
So that's belladonna.
Oh yeah, okay, she's pretty hot. A nice tattoo
but,
around her tip.
So, so this is a nice picture, but she also...
Well, those are pictures.
That's tasteful.
The tasteful tattoo around her tip. Oh,
she's
not that tasteful.
Like,
well, she does have a huge gap.
Yeah.
Big
that's,
nipples,
that's
too.
Right.
Oh, the one on the right is bigger than the one on the left.
Well, just hit X and go back and look at a whole bunch.
Okay. Oh, yeah, no, she's average. Oh, she's covered in cum.
Sorry, whoa,
that's a lot of cum.
Oh, and she's sucking on someone's toe. Okay. She's, oh, God.
She's also, she does weird shit.
She's pretty horrific.
I've heard. That she does
ooh.
Weird shit.
The shaved head pick is pretty hot. Anyway, okay.
I feel like, yeah, she...
Now you have the context.
Oh, God, okay, no, I'm done.
So, ultimately, it was the poison, not the porn star.
Right, poison, porn star, poison.
So, I just gotta delete my history. So, yeah, she was poisoned by something called...
Belladonna.
Who was? I don't even know.
I don't know the reference.
It's the dude.
Long haired dude discovers this, tells him it's a poison,
but
and then he's
poisoned?
Still kind of fed up with
the
fact
the,
that.
The guy in the jail.
And the other dude.
Mm-hmm.
But how, what does the tattoo mean then?
Exactly. Oh, we find out.
Well,
later,
he still doesn't know yet,
no.
So he leaves the tent that the queen resides in order to go to the internet tent because you still need to be connected with the outside world.
Wait, hold on. Back to the belladonna just really quickly.
The porn star or the poison?
Both. The guy in the jail that spat out blood was poisoned by belladonna.
Well, no, they say like it's all the symptoms of being poisoned. Like it's like he was poisoned by belladonna, but they can't find any in his blood.
Okay, got it.
Blood.
The porn star?
Yeah.
She
came in.
Okay, so that makes sense. Like the first guy was like he was pulled apart by horses.
Mm.
This guy's like he was poisoned by belladonna, even though there was no sign of it.
Right.
In his
okay, got it.
So now the deep voice dude dresses up in like chainmail and nerd gear.
Right, which is the best. And he's clearly excited. Like the seamer's just like, you're gonna have to get dressed up, and he's like, all right.
I know how
no,
he's like,
long haired dude goes to the internet tent.
No, short haired dude gets in the
and
costume.
The
long haired
dude goes to the internet
yeah.
tent
yeah.
so he can leave. Then he has an exchange with an innocent other LARPer that's sitting there and they start flirting a little bit.
Mm.
She's into him and
her
then
name is Galandria.
Galandria, wow.
Yep. Yeah. And she's flirty and also a virgin, apparently. But
they got that deep into conversation because I just remember there being like, he says something and he's like shocked. It's the first time he did it. And she's like, first time for a lot of things. If you want to come by my tent later.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then he walks away, says no. Mm. And then she called him a chump or something.
She's pretty like forward.
Yeah. Oh,
very
yeah.
forward.
Yeah.
I mean.
She says, you're lost.
Yes.
Lost.
Also, at what point?
Or just some of belladonna.
Around this, at some point, you see the redhead talking to one of the detectives, and she's like, I came for the something, but I stayed for the chicks.
Exactly. And then,
and
it's
that's
like, all right.
when you find out she's,
demon-oriented.
slash
lady-oriented. Yeah. And, yeah, exactly.
And then she starts, I guess she starts hitting on some chick.
Yeah, there's some, like, elfy chick that comes
yeah.
over with pointy
oh,
ears,
yeah.
and she's like, if you, they ask her if she's ever seen the tattoo thing.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, I haven't. She's like, well, if you think of anything, just like stop by anytime. And then the elfy chick winks at her. So like, they're going to get it on.
And then they bring it to the guy in the stocks.
Mm.
And he's like, I'll never tell you anything or something like that. And then what do they
and he
do?
Points a wooden sword at him.
Yeah.
And then that does it, apparently.
And he's like, it's an orc family crest.
You'll never find them in the Black Forest. And then they go
behind
right to the Black Forest. Yeah.
Behind the playground.
Yeah, exactly. It's like behind the playground or whatever.
Yeah.
So they go off in search of the whoever's family crest this is, an orc.
Right.
Whatever.
Isn't he like a dark lord or something?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah. Yeah, Star Lord.
Mm.
So they're walking through the forest. So at this point I fell asleep.
Oh, is this when we get to your weird notes?
No, not quite yet. So I fell asleep and then I wake up and the queen was all alone. So how did they get separated?
Oh, right. So the short-haired dude is like, okay, I'm going to go with the dude who ends up being, like, the nerdy guy.
Spit it out, Allie.
For those of you at home who are clearly following this, just...
To
anyway,
it
doesn't matter. short-haired dude is like, take my phone, I'm gonna go this way, you go that way. I honestly can't remember why.
No, it was something like, because they're like, oh, we're gonna do an exchange, we're gonna get the guy that was in the
stocks,
and
right.
It's like, we're gonna exchange him for something.
Oh.
Or exchange him for
information.
Yeah, or something like that, and they were like, oh, so you go get him, and I'll go get my friend at the tent.
Right.
And then there were some interactions in the forest. I mean, a lot of this is just nothing.
It's just cool.
They end up having like little battles, and in order to play in the battle, you have to throw beanbags at each other.
Right,
what?
Dark magic.
Thought that was cute.
I miss that.
You miss that?
Yeah, the dark magic.
So she's like being chased by something in the forest, and it seems like it's going to be scary. Typical kind of like look one way, then look the other. And then suddenly this dude in a black cloak shows up in like a shitty costume with fake teeth, and it's like goofy. And he throws a beanbag at her, she dodges it, she throws one back, and she's like, dark magic! And he's like, oh my god, it burns my eyes! And he runs away.
And he runs
away. So it's
like
a laughing moment.
Yeah.
Maybe I
and
saw
then,
that.
So you think the moment's over,
yeah.
She turns around, and there's a legitimate, like, monster-looking thing that has, like, a
so it's like a
skull.
Tall person in a black cloak with a
deer
skull, like a deer skull on his face.
Yeah.
Like something straight out of like an actual horror.
It actually
exactly.
looked, yeah, it was terrifying.
And then it opened its arms and then kind of like wrapped the cloak around the queen and then cut to black.
Yeah.
We don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
I think that was a commercial.
Probably.
She wakes up.
Yeah,
she wakes up.
In some magical place. Yeah.
With the skull face.
Just sitting there.
And she's like trying to convince him to let her go.
Yeah.
She's panicking and she starts crying.
And at one point she makes an amazing Love Actually reference, where she says, I'm just a queen standing in front of a monster asking him to not kill her. Which is an amazing Love Actually reference.
Didn't even catch.
Yeah, no, it was great.
She says,
I'm just an IT girl standing in front of a monster asking it to not kill her. And then as she thinks she's about to be killed, she's like, I just want my normal life back. And then lo and behold, off comes the skull mask, and it's like this babelicious
sexy
chick.
Sexy girl.
Yeah, that's like, that's all I want as well.
I really thought up until that point that they were trying to change the queen to be this, the manic pixie dream girl kind of wannabe. Especially when it was like, yeah, I'm just an IT girl, oh no. And then, babe.
Wait, what?
I don't know what you're talking about.
What's the...
I really thought they were trying to make her extra nerdy, extra geeky when they actually said, when they had her say...
Oh, well, I think they were. I mean, we're nerd, like, she's nerdy to the core.
Yeah, I thought they were going to make it, like, fun.
They did. What do you mean?
No, then, like, Babe shows up, and then
nobody cares
about Queen of the Overbites.
So, this Babe shows up, who's a fairy, and...
That's rude.
And then I don't really remember what they talk about. I don't really get this part.
No, they start making out.
Well, no.
No, that's what I remember. They just started to make out.
No, this didn't happen yet. So basically, it cuts back to the forest where the detectives are, like, walking to try and find her.
Right.
And then one of them just, like, so they run into the guy with the sigil, like the tree or whatever,
yes,
the crest.
Right.
Dark Lord.
And the Dark Lord, and he's like, oh, you want to fight or whatever? And the cop's not having any of it.
Pulls out
his gun.
Brings a gun to a lawyer.
Yeah.
Pulls out a gun and he's like,
real
I'm
answers.
Done with this.
I've got a real
and the guy's
gun.
Like, that's not real. And so he shoots the ground.
Yeah.
And he's like, bang. And the guy's like, oh my god.
It was pretty aggressive.
Freaks out. Super aggressive. Fantastic.
Yeah.
It's like
amazing.
In Indiana Jones when the guy's with his sword, like, ching, 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 ching.
Yeah.
Just shoots him. Like,
exactly.
Totally out of.
Real answers, real gun.
So the guy says he doesn't know anything. He got the arm tattoo and got sick like a month before or whatever.
Yeah,
and
he
thought
it was cool, so he made it his like
family
crest,
family crest.
Oh wait, you missed the one part.
Which part?
When he was in the computer part.
No, that's when he was talking to Galandria.
Yeah, and he figured out that all the people.
Oh right.
Who were like killed and stuff. At first, they were like, "Oh, they're trying to get to the queen." But then he's like, no, it's all people, it's the other, like, it's all orcs.
Yeah, what was that thing?
They were trying to figure, I think it was everybody except for orcs that they were,
so they were like,
okay, clearly it's an orc.
Okay,
like,
right, they narrow it down.
They narrow it down,
they
but then that dude is like, no, I got it too.
I got sick too.
Right.
I got sick too, so then it's like.
Yeah, so then who is it?
But then I think we end up back in the cabin with the two girls making out.
Oh, well, no, there's tons of exposition, more and more describing what her origin was and why she's around. It says,
and when she describes herself, the queen is like, swoon.
She falls hard. Says, that swoon. Overbite just fell hard.
She says, my name is Gilda.
Is it Gilda?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a shitty name.
Her name's Gilda. From the Hollow Forest.
Right.
So if you're a redheaded Gilda, go fuck yourself.
If we had that kind of niche audience, I'll be so happy.
Loved it. I could have Gilda.
Dad. Yeah, exactly.
So she's like, I was summoned here by a spell and brought here to do his bidding.
Right,
my master has me hurt people. So she's a real fairy.
She's a real
this
fairy.
This is what we come to in the show.
It's
like,
it's magic.
Larpers, real fairy.
Real magic.
It's
supernatural.
She's got demons.
Yeah.
But we didn't, like, it was the one and only instance of there being any supernatural event.
Well, yeah, the guy that got...
You're absolutely right.
And then
I checked
the runtime on Netflix, 6 minutes left. It took 30-odd minutes to get to the point
where
I checked the runtime on Netflix 5-6 times. I was just like, how much time?
You did see magic in the beginning.
The
you're
beginning,
right. It
right
very
on.
Clearly set the tone. Yeah.
So,
So then...
The fairy's real. She said something about a book. I have slept for this as well.
Right, yeah. She references some magic book, and then suddenly she's like, oh my god, the master, he's here. And he, like, takes off his hood, and is the nerdy dude that we saw at the beginning.
The guy
that
said,
like,
pause.
Yes.
Yeah, the pause guy.
The pause guy.
Resume.
Seems just like a nobody, but he's clearly evil as fuck.
Just like you said. It's got the Criminal Minds recipe.
Yeah.
Misdirection.
You've never seen Criminal Minds?
No.
Oh my god. Please start a competing podcast and then watch that show.
Okay.
My parents buy me the DVD seasons for Criminal Minds every Christmas.
Do they?
Really?
It's
god,
so great.
Adorable.
It is amazing.
I also,
the weird thing is the reason why they know to do that is because I go home for Christmas and watch Criminal Minds repeats on A&E. It's not like I really need the DVD box set. Yeah, the Christmas Day is a Criminal Minds marathon.
Do you even have a DVD player? Like, what do you do with that shit?
Well, I'm waiting to use my DVDs as currency once the end of the world
you
starts.
You should ask them for a DVD player.
You can use these to make fire and knives. End of the world, Todd.
Just wait until I boot up my
iPad. So the nerd's like, he says something like, I came here to be different.
Oh, yeah, right. And then the short-haired dude's like, let me guess, you were a loser in the real world and you're a loser here. So fucking mean. Such
like,
a bully.
And he's like, just hand over the book of spells.
Right. Oh, yeah. And then they point guns at him, and then he commands the fairy to get rid of them, and she just, like, waves her hand, and they turn into feathers.
Yeah, that was actually
so
fun.
So it was like,
CGI.
Quite well done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guns are gone.
Better than that hose of, like, you know, chili being spewed out of the guy's mouth in the interrogation room.
So then they get taken, they get, like, held by, I don't know, there's, like, a weird armor man in the corner that, like, grabs one of them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was
like
cool.
The metal shit, you know.
A knight in shining armor?
No, there's a name for it. It's like a something of arms, like one of those like statues that's actually just like armor.
Yeah, I know. I didn't know there was a name for that.
Yeah.
Anyway, he turns to life and captures one of them.
That reminded me of Goosebumps, the TV
show.
Oh,
yeah.
I think there's an episode where they go into like a
museum or something, and then they come alive.
Or it's really
Night at the Museum with Ben Stiller.
No. No, you're not finishing my sentences.
A movie with Ben Stiller?
No.
What was it called again?
Night at the Museum, I just said
you
that.
You know when you go to eat a bunch of food like a savage and they have a horse in the middle running around and they pretend to be knights?
Wait, what?
That's like shows, right?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I guess this is called
a
suit of armor.
A suit of armor.
He Googles it. It's a suit of armor that came to life.
This is more interesting to me than the show.
There's a little battle that happens, and then the nerdy dude drops his book of spells, and the fairy's like, you have to get the book.
That
you have to
really
destroy
easy.
The book. Yeah.
Yeah
so
yeah.
He drops it.
Do you guys remember where they got the book from?
No.
eBay.
Oh, yeah.
Where'd you get the
yeah.
book from? And then he kind of like, all the intensity sort of like drowns out, and then it cuts to him, and he's like,
eBay.
Yeah, and then exactly. They continue doing the shit that they gotta
do. That's what I mean by like Buffy.
So they're sword fighting, and then he drops it, and then the queen
stabs. She just knows to stab it.
Yeah.
Which is
stabs
so.
Stabs the book. Like,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you must
I
just think
she
also,
didn't destroy it. I anticipated her throwing it into
the
fire.
In the fire, exactly. Why would stabbing a book do anything?
Well,
then in the fire it would have screamed.
Exactly.
Exactly. So she
they
stabs the book.
They just didn't have the budget.
And
that's
the
why they invaded
sort of,
a LARPing, like a LARPing tournament
an
on
actual
a Saturday
LARPing
and then
tournament.
Told them they were all extras and then put two guys in the only costumes they could find, trench coats, and then they said, go, make, be the story.
So she stabs the book.
It explodes.
It explodes.
And then I guess the nerd loses his power, and
right.
The cop just knocks him out. He,
yeah,
like,
right.
Punches.
His
yep.
Sword turns back to cardboard, and then he just punches him in the face.
Yeah. Grabs the sword, the blade into cardboard.
Yeah.
Grabs the cardboard blade, and then
punches him. And
then,
at that point, the fairy's about to disappear, but they have a really quick kiss. A really lovely
yes.
kiss.
And the queen, modern reference, says,
Call me. Maybe. So good.
All of what we just described took about 2.5 minutes.
Yeah, it was pretty quick.
It was so quick.
And so here is a part where I fell asleep. Like, rapidly fell asleep, like, closed my eyes and woke up in, like, a minute.
Right.
Took a note that said, Charlie says no more replacement. I don't know what this means. I'm sleeping here.
Wait, I think she does say that, though.
Oh, no, you were probably watching Lost.
She says something about... Yeah, God, I don't remember the reference.
What does no more replacement mean?
Oh, as in, like, she's going to stop running away?
Yeah, she says something like, I'm not going to... I think you were not totally wrong. You weren't, like, sleeping. You there was something real there. But I don't know what it was.
Ain't no matter how... No more replacements!
No more replacements!
Gotta stop watching this.
Another Ryan... Awesome.
And I also wrote Girls Got Attitude, and I don't know what that means either.
And then did you fall asleep? Is that it after that?
Well, no, they're...
Hold on.
What do you mean?
Like, does the show end for you at that point?
No, I have quotes that I wrote that I don't remember.
So
no
wait.
Amount of fun is going to help you get over what you left behind.
Oh.
This
don't
is,
know what
this
that
is
means.
The last thing you saw?
No. And then the dude does a Braveheart speech.
So good.
Right.
So good.
Which is interrupted by a dude like losing a frisbee in the middle of the battle. sorry.
Quirky, hilarious, the best part of the show outside of the sheriff.
And the
reason why this
reference.
Episode was probably made. I feel like they were like, let's just make
some
kind of
Braveheart.
How do we integrate
a Braveheart speech
yeah.
into this show?
It'll be hilarious.
All right,
let's film that first,
and everything else is gravy. It's good.
But
it's
before
fine.
That happens, they ask the queen, they're like, are you doing okay? And she's like, well, aside from the fact that blah, 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 and you blocked me from banging a fairy, I guess I'm okay. And I was like, yeah, girl. She was like, pissed at them. They cock blocked her.
That's probably why I wrote Girls Got at it.
Exactly. That's the attitude right there.
Yeah.
And then the episode at the end is, it's like there was like a message, like this episode is dedicated to the men,
yeah.
elves, men, women, elves,
orcs,
demigods,
yeah.
orcs, whatever.
And that lost their lives to like Mundor.
Exactly.
And like go on to another better place or whatever. And then that's it.
So that was pretty funny. So,
yeah.
So just like on that note, like the reference, like not the references. It's not breaking the fourth wall because it's set in real life.
Right.
But it's a fantasy show. But when they sort of reference the pop culture modern sort of like stuff that you get, to me that was great.
Yeah.
Like,
no, I
that
was
really
funny.
The funny part of the show is when
probably
is all the outside references. It's,
yeah.
It's not all the whatever.
And they did like, they kind of made fun of themselves in a lot of it. Like it's very campy.
It's probably why it's been on for over a decade.
Yeah, oh, for sure. Which
I
is
cannot
crazy.
Believe how many seasons.
I know.
So
it kind of makes me want to go back and watch it. Really,
when did Buffy stop? Was it like 9 seasons in or 10? Like,
I think
it,
no, I think it was like 10 or 11. And it was in like 2002.
But Buffy was
2003.
Still kind of...
It stopped in
03? It's more like artful.
Buffy is... There's a
there's
university
like
course on Buffy.
Yeah, I know.
It's
like,
legit.
It's
people
pretty,
love it.
That shit is no Buffy.
No, it's not comparable at all, but they tried to achieve that level of, like, quirky slash
yeah.
demon, whatever.
For some people, it might just be there, though.
Oh, Buffy was so good.
No, Buffy was excellent.
Like, actually
so
amazing.
Many, like, deeper...
It was deep.
All right.
And
what about
death?
Angel? How'd you feel about Angel?
I never watched it.
Oh.
You never watched Buffy?
No, Angel.
Oh,
I watched Buffy,
but you
watched
Angel.
Okay,
I thought you were like...
She had Boreanaz posters on her wall.
Really?
Boreanaz?
So that's why you like...
Bones?
That's why I watched Bones. Like,
oh, good point.
Yeah.
Right.
David Boreanaz.
That's why I tried watching Bones.
I feel like he's just a wet paper towel sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Also, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the movie, is amazing.
Yeah.
I watched it recently, like the movie. The movie,
yeah.
With Luke Perry and Donald Sutherland and Christy Swanson. It is so fucking good. David Arquette, Hilary Swank is like a bimbo cheerleader. Oh, it's so good.
You still have a lot of teeth?
All of them. Lots of them. Big teeth. So, yeah, okay.
So that's the end of the episode.
We've been through a lot since
notes.
Our last one.
Oh, you do?
Well,
you
the notes,
notes
that I feel like the girl, the redhead, is more of a main character. Like, is
yes.
more active in the whole episode than the actual.
She probably
character.
Comes and goes. Yeah, she
I wonder,
can't
yeah,
stay.
But you know what
speed.
I mean? It's
I feel like the
like
guys. Yeah, the guys really didn't do.
They were
much
like more support
episode.
Characters.
Yeah, they're facilitating for sure.
So Queen of the Overbites is a mainstay.
I think she must be, and she obviously is, like. She's a recurring character. Because
so, do you think the vibe I really didn't get is that these characters, I mean, and they must, it's 11 seasons in, but to me, they're, like, I can't even imagine them going through, like, personal drama or evolution.
Right. They seem so surface.
To me, they're just like, oh, yeah, go solve the crime,
they're
whatever, whatever. But, like, for sure, at some point, like, one of them gets a girlfriend,
but
or
like
one of them is almost killed,
right.
and there's like emotional
Wait, that's
whatever.
Something that we didn't
no,
touch on.
Minds they go through fucking tons of shit.
But that, at the same time, like their personal life are always kind of on the like outskirts.
The sidelines. Yeah.
No.
What's, yeah.
No, you're
and
wrong.
There's like,
an entire season about his wife getting killed by one of the serial
that's
killers.
Not,
at
that's like a few episodes.
No, that's like a full season.
Isn't that when Billy Joel shows up and starts to like eat people?
What?
Billy Joel.
The actor that looks like Billy Joel but isn't Billy Joel.
Wait, what? In Criminal Minds?
Yeah, but he did other things. He kind of got bloated for that.
Bloated?
Yeah.
But wait,
he kind of
got bloated for that.
Who is that?
One of the things that we didn't touch on, which is like, whatever, we're done with the show, but we did learn, they referenced the long-haired dude having been through some tough shit.
Yeah.
And then we find out that the short-haired dude... Like,
supported him.
Like, no, that
no,
he made some phantom
yeah.
phone call from his girlfriend to make her, to make him think that she must have dumped him or something. So the short-haired brother, like, sabotaged
yeah.
the long-haired brother's relationship because he needed to focus. That's what he said.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which one of the brothers is older?
I think the short-haired dude. Yeah.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
For sure.
For sure, but...
I just feel that he is the best character, except for the fact that he, the whole time, he is, like, trying to speak in that low voice.
So
the, like, he's clearly the better brother, who is, like, fun-loving and, like...
They probably have some interactions with, like, their mom. I bet you they have daddy issues that we uncover in terms of character development
right.
for
so
the 13 seasons.
Maybe they don't
seasons.
Have the same dad.
One
that
thing that I did.
The hair.
One thing that I did read, now that we're done talking, which I didn't mean to, but when I was trying to see if it was by Joss Whedon, is that they... Their mom died of some kind of demon-oriented
Why are you
thing.
Getting context for?
Well, it doesn't matter. It's show, I mean, we're done now.
Just unsolicited context. I don't want it.
It's fine. Do you really care about the show?
The people don't want context.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, you're,
the people.
They do not want context. They did not ask for context. I mean, it's very little context.
Josh
Lamb
does not want context.
Yeah.
Pepperoni.
Andrew Priseau turned this off 20 minutes ago.
Can you give this piece of pepperoni?
So... I mean, since we're here, marry, fuck, kill, brother A, brother B,
and
overbite. No.
I thought you were going to say.
Orc. Definitely
or
orc.
Or
no,
Hulk Hogan.
No, that's obvious. Organ stocks. Oh, old
or
Hulk Hogan.
Yeah,
brother A, brother B, old Hulk Hogan.
Okay.
I'd marry old Hulk Hogan for the lols. and
fuck?
Then fucking kill the other one because they're the same thing.
Who would you? Yeah, which one would you fuck?
Long hair. Come
okay.
on.
Somebody grab onto, you know? I think I would... I mean, I know it sucks, but I think I'd kill old Hulk Hogan. I mean, he's really funny and everything, but I'm not going to marry or fuck him.
You can have a sexless marriage.
I think I need some kind of attraction involved. So I'm killing him, even though he's really funny. And I'm gonna have sex with, gosh, I think the short-haired one. The long-haired one seems like he maybe is a little bit less dumb.
Don't
so you no.
So it's a real life thing.
You
don't
guys,
marry him.
You guys are way too surface with your marry fuck kills. All right.
Okay.
Marry ancient Hulk Hogan because he's a police officer, gets a good pension, is old, gonna die soon. Police officers have a very short span.
Oh, you're right.
Lifespan.
You're
they
right.
die young. So
oh, really
I'm a rein in that pension.
Okay.
I'm going to have sex with long hair, because he's pretty.
This is why.
And then no one on earth should have a voice that deep, so fuck him. I'm going to kill him. That's the pizza guy. He's like,
okay.
You said you were just going in to get your credit card. It's been 45 minutes. And now we go out and say, what pizza?
No, we didn't
these
eat
pizza
it.
Box
the
is
box
empty.
Bullshit.
Very
great question. What about you?
Marry
fuck kill.
I don't know. I'm kind of tempted to marry the old guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice.
Well, old guy. Here.
Well, the three of us marry the old guy. I did it for the lols. I told you.
Yeah. Like
you did
the
it
lols.
For the pension. You did it for what?
For the lols.
For the lols.
I killed him. I guess I'm an asshole.
But yeah, no, I like short hair one. His little nerdy funniness.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
The other one I really found useless. Long hair one I found freaking useless.
He didn't do anything in the show.
You're right, actually. You know what?
Wait,
like,
was it him with the gun or was it the short hair one?
Short hair.
Short hair.
Yeah,
like,
no.
He didn't
long
do
hair
nothing
dude
except get hit on by
realized that belladonna was a cause.
Mm.
Yeah.
That the tattoo was part of something else. He actually carried the story of this episode.
No.
No, he didn't carry it.
No,
he just like showed up.
The only thing
like
he carried is an extra 2 pounds of hair.
So I kind of just want to kill him.
Short-haired dude is funnier, and he's got that nerdy side that you can bring out.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he loves fun, clearly.
Yeah.
He's fun-loving.
Mm-hmm.
He likes to catch a flick.
Mm-hmm.
Catch a flick.
Go to a bar.
Flick
or
a
two.
or hang out with Queen of the Overbite.
So, would you guys watch more of this?
You know what? I might.
If the sheriff was also the sheriff in everything
yeah.
they investigated.
Yeah.
But it's also like the, was it the 8th season?
11th.
It was 11th season?
Yeah.
Like,
God.
You can see how they run out of, like, good
shit. Oh, they
shit.
Recycle.
So maybe, like,
there's probably some good shit earlier.
Like, the earlier seasons might have
I could
been
see myself, because it, I mean, so yes, there's probably some recurring plots, but it's a show that you could watch separately and just, like, get, like, cheap thrills from whatever the demon-oriented plot is.
I don't think I would watch more of this. And I struggle with the formulaic show that's not, like, well made.
Sure.
Yeah.
So I'll watch a formulaic show like Criminal Minds, which is extremely well made, even though every episode's essentially the same.
Sure.
But, like, I even struggled with X-Files. And I know
really?
People are obsessed with X-Files.
Yeah.
Every show we watch 2 seasons, and every show I was like, how do you not believe
yeah, exactly.
Just believe already.
Mulder's like, something alien.
Something impossible happens.
So it
she's
has
like,
to be a scientific
Mulder, are you suggesting that alien... You
every
literally
episode.
Saw an alien last episode.
And it's just like X-Files, like, something weird happens. They go to investigate.
Yeah.
He essentially proves it's alien. She goes, I don't believe.
Are you suggesting?
There's a scientific... And I was like, I can't watch any more of this. The monsters are stupid most
they're
of the
very,
time.
Right.
And
although there are some really creepy episodes. What you should
there
do...
There was some creepy episodes.
There's
those were
lot
the
of,
best ones.
Yeah,
but
are.
I watched one that was like a Bigfoot thing.
Yeah.
That was like season 2 or season 1, and
right.
it's essentially Bigfoot.
Some of
and
them
he's
are
like
really
running
shit.
Through the town, and he's just like a hairy person.
Yeah.
And I was like...
There's a really great, there was a great, like, blog post written that was, like, the 12 scariest episodes of X-Files, and they're just in random seasons.
Nice.
And it's totally worth watching those, just because they're, like, mini horror movies.
Yeah.
Like, some of them are really fucked up.
That's awesome.
But I agree. It's, like, very long-winded. But I have to say, I did like the plot of X-Files. I just, like, short.
Well, I didn't get, like, the greater plot.
Yeah.
I only watched, like, season 1 and 2,
sure.
where there's... You get like
there's
very
some,
little bit.
Yeah,
of,
yeah.
Like,
it takes a long time.
Yeah.
With like
of like
Skinner
his origin
and
story and like
yeah.
his sister and all that stuff.
Exactly.
Did
you watch the new season?
No, I haven't yet. So I didn't catch up. I'm not on. Did you? Like, do I need to be caught up?
No. So I just like caught it on TV like one day. Like I was like, oh, like I'll just watch what it is. And
yeah.
It looked a bit like they were making it to be like the show we watch, which is kind of
like Supernatural.
Yeah.
Oh,
in a sense that it's like first like the what's it called like the visual
quality.
Oh
was
sure.
A
yeah.
A little weird, and then yeah, no, like kind of cheeky and.
Yeah, and like flirty, because that's
yeah.
obviously something people were waiting for, is like for them to fuck.
This week,
which
no X-Files whatsoever.
So, I have to say, if...
No Lost whatsoever.
If, yeah, no Lost whatsoever. If you, like, Gillian Anderson is like probably one of my number one
we watched
crushes.
Oh my god.
She's amazing.
I've heard this.
We watched them all.
She's so hot.
Did you ever go drinking with Allie?
She is much better looking.
It comes down.
Than
no,
style.
You're right. She got hotter.
Yeah, way.
She
way.
Her Twitter is incredible. She and her and
her Twitter is Allie's nickname for what happens in her mind.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Vagina. Gillian Anderson is out Twitter.
I lost you there.
I thought you were talking. Anyway,
I didn't think everyone was gonna stop and listen.
Oh, yeah. We value your opinion.
Go
right.
on. But she, like, all her and, like, David Duchovny will have, like, tweet battles. And, oh my god, did you make these? Cookies from Catherine. These look incredible.
From RG316.
What kind of cookies are they?
They're S'mores cookies.
Mm.
Wow.
With M&M's in it, even though Evan doesn't like them. I put M&M's in it.
You don't?
Why not? That crunchy outside?
Why?
I'd rather just eat them in it.
Okay.
Put chocolate chips and cookies, and then I'll eat the bag of M&M's. M&M's get worse when you cook them, in my opinion.
But
they're much better just original.
I don't know. I'm pretty into that.
Does anyone have anything else to say about Supernatural?
No. I mean, I think I'll watch an earlier episode just to see. Because, like, they clearly made a point to have, like, topical references. So it'd be funny to go back to, like, the earlier ones and see, like, what are the topical references of the time. Exactly, yeah.
If I was going to watch anything after watching this episode, it would be Belladonna Beers.
My main takeaway
yeah.
is to watch more porn with Belladonna.
Is that a reminder that she existed?
Mm-hmm.
So have we settled that it's actually, like, a poison first?
Yes.
We're done with the plot here.
No,
oh,
but
no,
in terms
no,
of
no,
just...
No, 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 just in life.
Belladonna
like,
is the name of poison, and the porn star
like,
copied.
Like, she copied the name of a poison.
No, I don't think so.
No, yeah.
Like, it's an old poison, and she's
no,
like,
Belladonna
oh,
is a known thing.
Name.
I feel like a Belladonna is like a...
A pretty donna.
No, it's a... It is. It's like... It's a... It's like a plant or something. I remember the reference in that movie Practical Magic with... Nicole Kidman and Sandra Bullock, and she uses Belladonna to drug him. So,
I thought Belladonna was like a word for like.
I love how you guys are all. Like, that's really good quality podcast with the chewing.
Yeah, we do. Belladonna, commonly known as Belladonna or Deadly Nightshade, is a perennial herbaceous plant in the tomato family. Native to Europe, North Africa, and West Asia.
Yeah, I'll fuck it.
It's a plant.
I think it's because in my head, it was like the female equivalent of like a don. There's like the don at the head of the family in Scarface or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's his like Belladonna.
Oh, no. I mean, that could be true, but this came first.
It's definitely not true. I just Wikipedia.
Oh.
I 100% made that up.
So... Looking at Belladonna, first it's like the pop-up of the plant, and then next is enterbelladonna.com, which is the porn site. Which is funny that it's enter Belladonna.
Anyways, let's close this down with a
ooh, but WebMD talks about it.
Seventh heaven.
Right.
Na, 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 smiling back at
ooh.
You. Where would you go?
Oh, but you were just taken off. So that's
yeah.
a little teaser for maybe next episode.
Probably
maybe.
Not, but
maybe not.
We probably won't.
We thought about maybe doing that, but.
And pervert dads. Please tweet us at.
Right, what is it again?
hashtag whatsoever.
Yeah, but we also have a Twitter handle, I think.
What's our Twitter handle?
No context? No.
Please like, recommend, go to squarespace.com/TheRead because they don't actually sponsor our podcast, so you might as well get some percentage off and help out people who make good podcasts. Thanks for listening. Hashtag whatsoever.
Hashtag
see you next
whatsoever.
Time.
Bye.
Our Twitter account is no context whatso.
Right.
That's really easy for people to...
no context whatso.
Remember.
Or... Yeah,
no,
that's it.
Hashtag Belladonna.
Enter Belladonna.com.
Oh, God.
So this was, Kat, this was the last time we